Canberra's Parliament House is under sustained attack. The annual Bogong moth invasion started earlier than usual this year, and they've come in greater numbers. No coffee cup is safe, and even an inadvertent morning yawn can become a health hazard. Simon Cullen prepared this report.
They crawl up trouser legs, down shirts. Some of the more reckless even seem to be on a kamikaze mission, flying straight into your face. Dealing with the moths during the day is hard enough. Those who arrive at work early in the morning feel it even more. They end up acting like an alarm clock for the thousands of sleeping insects.
Entering the press gallery, you're just met with clouds of these things and you open the door to your office and they're sort of falling from the ceiling.
Ben Packham works in the Parliament House Bureau for the Australian newspaper.
You go and get your cup of tea in the morning and you'll see three or four dead ones, drowned in a saucer.
Parliament House, with its floodlit flag and bright lights, is in the middle of the Bogong flight path as they make their way south to the cooler alpine region. As the light on the hill, it attracts more than its share of moths.
Obviously, having moths in almost every nook and cranny is an unpleasant thing for many people.
Carol Mills is the head of the Department of Parliamentary Services.
We have a special cleaning program. We literally vacuum the areas where the moths have been. We also have done a lot of work over a long time around trying to moth-proof a number of the entry points. But this is a big public building with doors open all the time and it is hard to manage it. One of the other byproducts we've had is that birds come here as well to chase the moths, and we've had more birds in the building as well. So we're really trying to manage two issues at the same time.
But moth chasing birds are not the only problem.
We have had a number of the moths set off our fire alarms crossing the beams, and so we've had a number of false calls out to the fire brigade over the last few couple of weeks, which is obviously an inconvenience for everybody.
Above Parliament House, new lights have been installed on the flagpole that are meant to attract fewer bogongs. And last week, Carol Mills says she approved changes to dim most of the outdoor lighting to try to make the building less attractive to the insects. But she's up against a formidable force. The number of bogongs this season seems higher than normal. Dr. Linda Broom works for the New South Wales Environment Department.
It appears that there's a good correlation between the numbers of bogong moths and the amount of rainfall in northern New South Wales. And because we've had a good series of wet years the last two or three years, it's likely that the moth numbers have built up.
Dr. Broom has been keeping an eye on the bogong moths in the alpine region for the past 27 years.
I've already been up to the Cabramurra site and there's millions of moths up there literally, so it's certainly going to be a very big year and the most I've seen around Canberra for a long while.
So we could be on track for a record year.
We could.
And it could be some weeks before the Canberra invasion comes to an end. Inside Parliament House, it's led to some newsrooms taping signs to their doors, warning the moths not to enter. Other signs invite moth-eating birds to come inside. Vacuuming provides temporary relief from the bogongs, but within the hour, they've regrouped. They might have lost the battle, but they're winning the war. So maybe the answer is to just let bogongs be bogongs.
Simon Cullen with that report.